Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Trump has said he has no plans to pause the introduction of the import tariffs that have stoked turmoil in world stock markets. He said that since he had announced the new taxes, dozens of countries had sought to negotiate, and the deals that would be concluded would benefit the United States. But he's threatened to further escalate the US trade war with China, saying he'll impose an additional tariff on Chinese goods unless Beijing scraps its retaliation plans and opens up its economy.
With China, as you know, against my statement, they put a 34% tariff on above what their ridiculous tariffs were already. And I said, if that tariff isn't removed by tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we're putting a 50% tariff on above the tariffs that we put on.
China's embassy in Washington told the French news agency that China would not give in to pressure or threats after the sharp falls in Asia and Europe. Markets in the US closed with only minor losses. The Iranian foreign minister has confirmed that Tehran and the United States will hold indirect high-level talks in Oman on Saturday. Abbas Araghchi said the meeting would be an opportunity as much as a test. President Trump had earlier announced to an audience at the White House the two adversaries had been holding direct talks, something Iran has consistently denied. Lise Doucette reports.
President Trump's comments on Iran came as a surprise and seemed to indicate significant movement towards a long-expected dialogue of some kind. But his remarks contradict what Iran's foreign minister said this week. Abbas Araghchi had reiterated that Tehran was interested in negotiations about its nuclear program, but he emphasized only indirect talks. He also said that so far no rounds had taken place. President Trump said if the talks were not successful, Iran would be in great danger because it could not have a nuclear weapon.
The heads of six United Nations agencies have appealed to world leaders to act urgently and decisively to reinstate a ceasefire in Gaza and allow desperately needed food and medical supplies back in. Israel resumed its war 3 weeks ago and has blocked humanitarian supplies and fuel for 5 weeks. After talks with the Israeli Prime Minister, President Trump said he was looking at another ceasefire.
Well, I'd like to see the war stop, and I think the war will stop at some point that won't be in the too distant future. Right now, we have a problem with hostages. We're trying to get the hostages out. We got quite a few of them out, but it's a long process. It shouldn't be that long.
Benjamin Netanyahu said negotiations on more hostage releases were continuing. Both men said they remain keen for the Palestinian population to leave. BBC News. The UN's World Food Programme says the United States has advised it of its intentions to end emergency food assistance funding for 14 countries. The WFP has expressed its concern, saying that that could amount to a death sentence for millions facing extreme hunger and starvation. The WFP has not named the countries. President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged for the first time that Ukrainian troops are operating in Russia's Belgorod region. In his nightly address, he said the main objective of the operation was to protect Ukrainian towns near the border, insisting that the war must return to where it came from. The political movement in South Sudan backing the detained first vice president, Riek Machar, has warned supporters to remain vigilant after the army instructed them to not carry weapons in public. The army statement also ordered forces loyal to the vice president to report to government offices or barracks. Tension caused by the gradual collapse of the 2018 power-sharing agreement was further exacerbated by Mr. Machar's arrest last month. Astronomers have discovered a pair of white dwarf stars closely orbiting each other, destined to destroy themselves in a cataclysmic nuclear explosion. 160 light-years away, the fuel-exhausted stars were once larger than our sun but are now only slightly bigger than Earth. It's thought the larger will slowly strip layers off the smaller. Here's Dr. Megan Argo.
It will destroy the two white dwarfs completely. There'll be virtually nothing left. The explosion itself from here, what we would see if we're still around in 22.6 billion years, is a very, very, very bright point-like source of light in the sky. So it would be like a new, very, very bright star appearing in the sky. It would be bright enough that you could easily read a book by the light of it. It would be that powerful.
BBC News.